Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. After hour two of American Roots, Gail Otteson will be in hosting On the River from 1 to 3. Then we have Shiro's Radio from 3 to 4. The History of Jazz with Paul Kivi is from 4 to 5, exploring the distinctly American art form. And then Stay Human from 5 to 6 with Michael Goldberg. This week, Stay Human ventures into the realms of folktales and speculative fiction with stories and a reading of Slaughterhouse-Five. Stay Human airs every Saturday at 9 a.m. and again Sundays at 5. Keep it right here on listener-supported KAXE.
This is American Roots, leaving Texas behind and headed back to Louisiana. Make that Lafayette, Louisiana.
Well, she wears her hair from way up high, miniskirts up to her thighs, and high heels no damn way, just a cowboy boot. She don't rock and roll, she plays George Jones, and a pickup truck is what she owns, and a white trash boy, yes, she's had.
That's Cajun country singer Yvette Landry, singing about the nightscapes of the Blue Moon Saloon, a site of much new French country roots rock music. We'll talk with Yvette this hour about her days as a hunting, fishing tomboy, a crawfish queen, songwriter and performer of country, rockabilly, and swamp pop music, as well as her idol, the king of swamp pop, Warren Storm. Women in Louisiana French music were thought of as home singers of old ballads and lullabies. One great exception was the guitarist and singer Kalioma Bro Falcone from Crowley, Louisiana, who in the late 1920s made the earliest Cajun records with her brothers Ophi and Amade and her husband Joe Falcone. Kalioma Bro was a sharp dresser, an emotional singer, and in the strict male-dominated social life of Cajun dance halls and nightclubs, having a woman as a co-equal on the bandstand was striking. Here's a bit of Kalioma Bro Falcone in 1928 with her husband Joe on accordion as she sings Le Vieux Solard de sa femme, the old drunkard and his wife.
Au café.
Faire, oui, mon bon vieux mari. Quoi t'es parti faire, ça qu'on appelle l'amour. Quoi t'es parti faire, oui, mon bon vieux mari, qu'il est le meilleur viveur du pays.
J'suis parti me saouler.
Quand tu t'en reviens, oui, mon bon vieux mari. Et quand tu t'en reviens, ça qu'on appelle l'amour. Et quand tu t'en reviens, oui, mon bon vieux mari, qu'il est le meilleur viveur du pays.
Oh, demain ou un autre jour.
Toi, tu veux te faire cuire, oui, mon bon vieux mari. Toi, tu veux te faire cuire, ça qu'on appelle l'amour. Toi, tu veux te faire cuire, mon bon vieux mari, qu'il est le meilleur viveur du pays.
Puis-moi 5 douzaines d'œufs et un gallon de couscous.
Ça va te tuer, oui, mon bon vieux mari. Ça va te tuer.
Ça, je veux mourir quand même.
Et you, tu veux t'en taire, oui, mon bon vieux mari. Et you, tu veux t'en taire, ça qu'on appelle l'amour. Et you, tu veux t'en taire, oui, mon bon vieux mari, qu'il est le meilleur viveur du pays.
Enferme-moi dans le coin de la cheminée, tu es à l'attente, passe-moi une patate chaude.
Today, Cajun women are an essential part of the music scene. With artists like Cheryl Cormier, and now especially Bonsoir Catan, who we'll hear in a moment. But in the 1970s, it was black Creole women bandleaders like Zydeco accordionist Queen Ida and later Rosie LeDay who created a new path for women in French Louisiana music. Here's Queen Ida Guillory on a Zydeco two-step with her brother Al Rapone, Rosa Majeure, Rosa of Age, in 1976.
Rosa Majeure, mon son père, pour les samedis au soir. On y va, fille, il la répond. On part samedi, vous irons point. Allons, Rosa, mais non, c'est pas la peine, ton père a dit. Mais non, c'est pas la peine, c'est fait taire. Mais non, c'est pas la peine, vous s'ennuyez. Mais non, c'est pas la peine.
soir, c'est le fond des nord. Le fond des bancs, Rosa est mort. Au paradis, quel dommage. Allons prier, mais là c'est pas la peine, mon paradis. Mais là c'est pas la peine, on place Gary. Mais là c'est pas la peine, dans mon ordinaire. Mais là c'est pas la peine.
Touche pas ton radio, babe. This is American Roots.
Old Dodge by Bonsoir Quentin, the signal Cajun women's group with a debut release in 2008, Blues à Quentin. Bonsoir Quentin means good night, doll, and the lineup included Christine Balfa, guitar, Christy Guillory, accordion, Anya Burgess, fiddle, and Yvette Landry, our guest this hour, on bass. Yvette Landry wears many hats: musician, songwriter, educator, author, and record producer. Hailing from Brobridge, Louisiana, Yvette grew up listening to music, but wasn't interested in playing music until later in life. After her dad was diagnosed with cancer, Yvette bought a bass for Cajun jam sessions with the Lafayette Rhythm Devils. She went on to join the female-led Cajun band Bonsoir Quentin, and now fronts the Yvette Landry Band. Though she's performed internationally, Yvette has stayed close to home, teaching American Sign Language and songwriting at the University of Louisiana, Lafayette.
I was tomboy growing up. I liked to hunt, I liked to fish, I liked to do all that kind of stuff. And I was also canaille, and we say that in Brobridge, and that's kind of a little word, French term for mischievous. And evidently, I had been a little bit too mischievous in one way or another. And my mom decided she was looking for the perfect punishment for me. So she decided that the best punishment for me would be to enter me into the Crawfish Queen contest. And that's how I got entered in the contest. And you should have seen both of our faces when I ended up winning.
Way down yonder in the Cajun country, South Louisiana, lives a dark-eyed beauty, still the heart of any land. She's the belle of the ball that fade do do, and she dances round and round. Each time the light, shrimp combo, crawfish by the pound. Eat it, pretty little crawfish queen. She can eat more crawfish than any man you ever seen. Pinch the tail, she can suck the head, she can wipe the table clean. Heave it, pretty little crawfish queen.
This was in 1980, I believe it was, and it was the largest crawfish festival that we've ever had in Brobridge. And they came down to the final three, and the judges said, we can't decide, so we're going to ask each one of you a question. So they asked me, they said, why would you like to be crawfish queen? And I looked directly at my parents, and I said, I don't. And then I said, but if you're going to be crawfish queen, you better be able to eat some crawfish. And I can pretty much out-eat anybody in this room. And the next thing I know, they were putting the crown on my head, and that was it. It started as a punishment, but it ended up being an experience. I wouldn't trade it in for anything. I made traveled to a lot of places in the state, met a lot of people, and got to be an ambassador of my culture, which I'm really starting to appreciate that now. It's kind of come full circle. It opened the door for me to start doing so many other things. I started finding this, I guess, gift that I had to be able to play these instruments, and I became somebody who I needed to be and was supposed to be.
Well, she wears her hair from way up high, mini skirts up to her thighs, and high heels no damn way, just a cowboy boot. She don't rock and roll, she plays George Jones, and a pickup truck is what she owns, and a white trash boy, yes, she's had. She's just a country girl. She don't wear no makeup or dye her hair. She got tattoos everywhere. Yeah, the boys come out just to see her swing. Twirling around on the old dance floor, rocking the porch by the red front door. It's a high time at the open.
So I started with the Rhythm Devils as a bass guitar player. And about a year later, I went to a music camp, learning different instruments, learning how to play the accordion and messing around with the fiddle and the guitar. And I met a woman named Christy Guillory, and we started talking music and we started jamming together. And we just said, we ought to start a band. Isn't that how we do it down here in Louisiana? Let's just start a band. And at the time, Christine Balfa walked up and she said, well, if y'all are starting a band, I want to play in that band too. And so at that camp, Bonsoir Catin was created, and we started playing music, and it was a shock. There weren't too many all-women Cajun bands that were out there playing in the style that we played in. We hit it hard, and we played it fast.
Playing bass with him?
I was playing bass with Bonsoir Catin, and probably about 2 or 3 years into it, everybody sang except me. And so I decided that I wanted to start singing. And so I learned a few tunes and started singing with them. And then once I started singing, I found that I had the ability to write a song. My dad would always say, you need to make a record with those songs. And I'd say, no, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just, you know, trying something different. And then in 2009, he passed away, and I had not made a record. And so I remember thinking, Duh, now I have to do it. Now I have to make a record. And so I just asked a couple of friends, hey, I want to do this record. Can we go in the studio and do this? And so basically without a rehearsal or any kind of charts or anything like that, we just went into Joelle Savoy's studio and cut my first record, which was Should Have Known.
Knew it when
record shortly thereafter, and a no man's land historically means a place where no person can go because there's some huge problem. But in the context of the irony of your kind of country song, it kind of declares you as, you know, not to be owned by somebody. That's how I took the title.
Yeah, that's, you know, I think in part that's some of it, but also it was people were trying to ask me, well, what kind of music are you making? You know, is it country? Is it rock? Where does it fit? You know, where are you going to put this together? I remember saying, I don't know. It's just kind of floating around there in no man's land. I don't know where it goes. It's Yvette music.
I also noticed that you've done a little bit where you, even though you didn't really stick inside the Cajun music scene as much as your attraction to country, you have had guys like the late Buck Senegal on guitar and Gino Delafosse joining you.
That was a magical moment in the studio with those guys, for sure, for sure. And it's just, it was like a glove. It was just like them putting on a pair of gloves. They just settled in like they had been doing that together forever. It was amazing. And what surprised me most about that is that Gino and Little Buck had never played music together up until that point. So I remember going home smiling and thinking, I put those two guys together.
Well, the crawfish queen takes on cultural diplomacy.
There you go.
Cowboy boots and a pocket knife. And a 53 kissing and a 58 mic. Thinking about what an ex told me. Said you ain't nothing and you'll never be.
Did a whole bunch of classic country songs, Hank Williams, Buck Owens, Kitty Wells, and you kind of stripped it down and worked with Richard Como. Say a little bit about Richard and country music, and what does he add?
When you think of Crying Steel from the old school records, this is what Richard Como brings. But at the same time, he's got this influence because his dad was a Cajun steel guitar player. So he's got this influence of Cajun music, and he's such a soulful person. And then he's got that Nashville sound as well. So he brings to my music a sound that you're not going to find from any other pedal steel player anywhere else because they just don't have the ingredients that he has.
As I said, here tonight, the jukebox playing a tune about the wilder side of life. As I listen to the words that you are saying, it brings memories when I was a trust.
Stay in Louisiana, not go out on the road, or not live in a place like Nashville or LA to do this. So how has it been for you over the years, balancing home life, family life, with being out on stage and being seen as, you know, the lady up in front of the band?
Where we're from in Louisiana, we tend to be somewhat grounded. So for me, whether or not I'm on the stage in a classroom or on the stage at Jazz Fest or touring in Germany or anywhere else, when you come back home, you're just that girl from Brobridge.
Yvette Landry, thanks so much for sharing a little bit of your story on the road back home and all the good things you do.
Well, merci from Cajun French country down here in Brobridge. Thank you very much.
Headed down south to Baton Rouge. Got them down home blues. Left in the spring of 64 with nothing but my old guitar.
Landry, the crawfish queen from Brobridge, Louisiana. We'll hear more from Yvette about her work with the godfather of swamp pop, Warren Storm, when American Roots returns.
I'm Heidi Holton. In northern Minnesota, food isn't just about what's on the plate. It's how we show up for each other. And that's why we're launching a new show, Ham Radio Cooking with Amy Thielen. James Beard Award-winning cookbook author from Park Rapids, Amy's going to bring stories, recipes, and real conversations about cooking here at home.
I've written stuff about cooking and about Midwestern food for a national audience. But there's this kind of a distance sometimes. I want to talk to the people I love. I assume they know how to cook. I assume they're out there doing all these things, digging potatoes, making maple syrup and stuff like that. I know that people are doing that, and I want to celebrate what we do here. And I also want to celebrate our curiosity.
Ham Radio Cooking with Amy Thielen on KAXE beginning Friday, May 23rd at 6 p.m. Also available as a podcast. Made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund of Minnesota.
This is American Roots. Swamp Pop is South Louisiana music that mixes country, blues, Cajun, and pop. The undisputed king of swamp pop was the late Warren Storm Schechsnyder from Abbeville, Louisiana. In 1958, Warren Storm recorded a country classic, The Prisoner's Song, in swamp pop style for Excello Records and sold a quarter of a million 45s.
If I had wings like an angel over these prison walls, I would fly. You know I'd fly to the arms of my darling, and then I would stay till I die. If my wife, my child, and your own mother,
the sweetest girl I've ever seen. Was it girl they call Irene? Irene, Irene, you're the girl of my dreams.
Storm singing Irene. Warren with saxophonist Willie T. Trahan and their band Cypress from 2008. Irene was written by King Carl, who also wrote another swamp pop classic, This Should Go On Forever. In 2019, Yvette Landry published Taking the World by Storm, a conversation with Warren Storm Scheck Snyder, the godfather of swamp pop, chronicling his life and career, accompanied by a record produced by Yvette with new recordings of Warren's classic songs. Yvette grew up hearing Warren Storm's music, but it wasn't until she recorded one of his songs that she got to know the man.
He was known in our area as the godfather of swamp pop. It's very popular. And I can remember being 16 years old and sneaking into a dance hall and watching this man with the jet black hair and the jet black mustache singing this music, you know, this dance music, and watching everybody dance. And so when we started making this record, I Need Somebody Bad just had to be on it, because that was the epitome for me of the swamp pop songs that I grew up listening to.
And Warren Storm is in his 80s, and for some reason, somehow, he's still got a pompadour that's jet black and mustache is jet black. I don't know how he does it.
Well, I could tell you.
Oh, yeah. The beauty secrets of Warren Storm on American Roots.
He told me a story about Ivan Neville. I asked him one time, he said, I was in the studio with Ivan Neville, and Ivan came up to me and said, Warren, when you gonna quit dyeing your hair, man? Warren said, I looked at him and I said, when they quit making the dye.
His soulful style and his singing attracted you so much that you ended up working on a book with him, Conversation with the Godfather of Swamp Pop.
When I met him, he had come to one of my gigs, and Richard Como, who was with me that night, kind of told me his backstory and about his wife passing away about 9 years ago, 8 years ago, and how he had just sort of kind of become a little hermit, I guess. So I thought, I said, hey, let me just do something nice, and I'll bring him to lunch, and I'll give him a copy of the CD because he, you know, it's got a song on it, and we'll just, you know, take it from there. And what ended up happening is when I dropped him off at his apartment, he asked me in, and he wanted to show me some pictures. And as he's pulling out these pictures, it's a picture of Warren Storm and Willie Nelson, and a picture of Warren Storm and Johnny Cash, and then there's a picture of Elvis Presley signed, you know, to Warren Storm. And I'm looking at him thinking, who are you? What? I had no idea. And so I went home and I told my husband about all these things. And he said, well, you know, why don't you go visit him, record his stories, and then put it down in a book, and we'll call it Taking the World by Storm. And so that's what I did. We came up with a book, and about halfway through the book, somebody said, wouldn't it be great if we just would re-release one of Warren's old records? And I remember thinking, why would we do that? I mean, the man's here and he's got his voice is incredible. Let's just go in the studio and record a new record with the songs, with some of his old songs that that made him famous.
You acted as a producer on that record. And you also ended up singing at least one number with Warren.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so we had some pretty special guests on that record. We had Sonny Landreth playing slide guitar. Of course, we had the Jukes backing him up. We had Mark Broussard come in and sing. We even had an appearance by John Fogerty. And I remember Warren said, and then we're going to have Yvette Landry singing one of the songs. And when I looked at the list of people that he had, you know, that we had on the record, I said, oh, no. Yvette Landry's not singing on that song. And Warren looked at me and he said, I'm not asking, I'm telling.
Mama, 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 guess what your little boy's done? Mama, 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 guess what your little boy's done? I found me a girl, we're out having lots of fun. In the swamp and road. We've been out romancing, dancing the swamp and road. You want to see me and her trying to do the stroll. Oh boy, I stole a kiss and I asked if she wanted more. I stole a kiss and I asked if she wanted more. She said that I thrilled her like she never thrilled before. Whoa, whoa. And I kissed her one more time. I buckled up my lips, kissed her one more time. Then I knew I found that girl, a girl who'd be just mine. Mama, 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 guess what your little boy's done? Mama, 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 guess what your little boy's done? I found me a girl, we're all having lots of fun.
Lauren Storm and Yvette Landry updating his original 1958 song, Mama, 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 on their 2019 recording, Taking the World by Storm. You can hear our interview and performance with Warren Storm at Jazz Fest 2019 on our website, AmericanRoots.org. And we're back with Love Lost and Found, Dance, Romance, and Tragedy in South Louisiana when American Roots returns.
This is KAXE. I'm Malachi Coons, and we will get you right back to more from American Roots. Support for KEXE comes from the 19th annual Lake Bemidji Dragon Boat Festival, July 30th through August 2nd. The early bird registration deadline is June 1st. Information available at bemidjidragonboat.com. Did you know naming KEXE a beneficiary of your individual retirement account provides tax savings for you and helps to build a stable financial future for this station? Learn how you can ensure KEXE's programming is here for the next generation of Northern Minnesotans by asking your financial advisor about charitable IRA distributions. For additional giving options, visit kaxe.org and click Give. Tune in tomorrow morning at 7:45 for What We're Reading, our show all about books produced by Tammy Bobrowski. Tomorrow morning, you'll hear a conversation with Minnesota writer Frank Burris on his new book, Pushing the River, a collection of stories on the history of canoeing in Minnesota. And the Minnesota DNR reminds boaters to stay safe while enjoying the water this season. Wear your life jacket and make sure children are wearing theirs. Stay sober, let others know where you are going, and be aware of the weather. Coming up at 1 o'clock, it's On the River with Gail Addison. Now back one more time to American Roots.
I'm Nick Spitzer. Coming up, a song of the farmer's daughter and the traveling man, sung by Marsha Ball. But first, the late beer delivery man and accordionist, Belton Richard, with Laissez les Cajuns danser, Let the Cajuns Dance, on American Roots.
La moya tu dors, j'aime les tiens dans mes bras, j'aime une femme comme toi, pour tous mes accords. Viens, tiens ma main, et marche avec moi, laisse le bac en l'air, et on va danser. Comme tous les gardiens, laisse la musique jouer.
Hi, this is Marsha Ball from New Orleans. It's American Roots. Let's go.
Between
love was like a daughter gone bad. Your heart and Louisiana. You know, a stranger better move it or he's gonna get killed. He's gonna have to get it on a shotgun with it. No time for lengthy speeches.
Traveling on American Roots from New Orleans. Just another lie. Every day I have the blues, that bad kind of blues. I just can't lose what you told me was just another lie. Trust you like I do, but when you roll those great big eyes, it's just like an angel out of the blue. So why do I cry? Why do I sigh when I know deep down inside what you told me was just another lie. Bayo, 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 bayo.
Linda Brannon, Just Another Lie. Brannon was a Louisiana hayride singer, recorded at Ram Records in Shreveport, Louisiana, 1958, just 18 years old. The record became a big hit for the label. The song was written by Ernie Suarez, also known as Boogie Boy Perkins, a songwriter and musician from Lafayette, Louisiana. Before that, Marsha Ball from South Louisiana, Texas Borderlands in 1978, singing Rodney Crowell and Donovan Coward's song inspired by Oklahoma-born singer-actress Mary Kay Place, the story based on the writer's Texas teenage days, heading across the border for Louisiana juke joints and heading back home away from trouble. Here's a current Cajun sound from the band Fufule, from the recording Two Universes, Kelly Jones to sing Hole in My Heart on American Roots.
Fats Domino saying stick with Nick on American Roots.
Every afternoon when I wake up, I say a little prayer and drink up and thank the Lord for driving me home once more. An open Bible on a table, in an empty bottle on the floor. Last night I thought I died and went to whiskey heaven. You know the sun never shines in whiskey heaven. Jack Daniels all the time. There's a price you pay, paying overs every day, flying high with honky-tonk angels in whiskey heaven. There's a rundown ball all night where me and my friends can
get tight underneath those neon lights in whiskey heaven. We drink a little beer and wine, stay drunk most of the time. We always breathe in hell all night in whiskey heaven. You know the sun never shines in whiskey heaven. It rains Jack Daniels all the time. There's a price you pay, hang over us every day, flying high with honky-tonk angels in whiskey heaven. Flying high with honky-tonk angels in whiskey heaven. Flying high with honky-tonk angels in whiskey heaven.
Junkies and the liars and the fools, all good timing men will leave their voices on the wind. It's a kindness we cannot repay to them.
Is a jukebox that always plays, and a lonesome heart ain't lonely anymore. Every soul that dare passed on is now covered in neon. They dance with silver wings on wooden floors.
There's a choir singing in a southern accent, a fiddle in the band.
Heaven is a Honky Tonk, The Highwaymen, from their 2019 debut album. The Highwaymen, a country music supergroup, is Brandi Carlile, Maren Morris, Amanda Shires, and Natalie Hamby, with Sheryl Crow joining them on vocals. Before that, the late Fats Domino in concert at the University of New Orleans, looking out for the morning after going to Whiskey Heaven the night before. And Heavenly Honky Tonking in mind, we'll bid you bonsoir, bonjour, farewell, whatever time of day or week it may be that you listen to American Roots. American Roots is produced in collaboration with Tulane University's School of Liberal Arts. Our presenting station is WWNO-FM at the University of New Orleans. Our team includes Olivia Broslowski, who edited Yvette Landry, and Maureen Loughran, Lauren Callahan, the late Ken Mills, Olivia Henderson, and Gavin Hannenberg. Thanks this week to KWBU at Baylor University and KRVS at the University of Louisiana, Lafayette. American Roots is supported by the National Endowment for the Arts, the New Orleans Tourism and Culture Fund, and Jim Harden Chicago. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, as well as our website, AmericanRoots.org. Stay well. Until that time, I'm Nick Spitzer for American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange. Thank you.